This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time to take a walk beside the River Thames now, here on RNIB Connect Radio, along Queen's Promenade in Kingston upon Thames, as Kingston Association for the Blind have just launched their new recorded audio described guide with Vocalise, exploring some of the local history of the area. Odette Batterall, Chief Executive of Kingston Association for the Blind, joins me now to tell me more about the guide and maybe take me on a historical walk along the Thames too. Hello, Odette. And welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me. And hello, everybody. Well, we're very proud to launch this new audio guided tour of the Queen Promenade in Kingston. And we hope that after the programme, people will join us and come and experience it.
Where did the idea for the Queen's Promenade recorded audio described guide come from? As I know, it may have taken a bit of time to put together, with of course help from Vocalise and the funders of the guide too.
Well, I believe it came from our members, I think even Roy Smith. He was walking down the promenade and he's visually impaired, and obviously he wouldn't be able to appreciate what's around him, what's across the river, the buildings, the history. You know, if you're visually impaired, you might not be able to read the blue plaque and the guide that the town offers. And so I think his idea was that, so how can I make it accessible to people like me, people who want to appreciate the history and walk around down the promenade?
Having had a listen to the guide from the Kingston Association for the Blind website, it really does give you a sense of the history of Kingston, with great audio description of the buildings, landmarks and the Thames Riverside too. How did you sort of choose the 10 stopping points that are featured in the guide, and were Kingston Association for the Blind members involved in maybe the production and testing of the guide?
Well, we had the kind help of the Surbiton Historical Society and the Kingston Museum. I believe there are quite a few people that helped us. They are obvious if you want points like an old pub or various plants that were brought in and sort of boats and moorings. So they're kind of obvious big points that have a lot of stories to say, so to speak. And yes, we did have some of our members. I've done it actually about four times, trying to sort of listen to all the test tracks and write and rewrite the script and make sure that we didn't forget anything. And actually, the difficult bit is not to put everything, because it would just be too long. So we have to kind of sort of think, so what would be of interest, what would be the same every season, so you could use the tract at any time of the year. And to also give the time for people to have time to walk along, because the idea is that you stop and then you listen at the description, the story, the anecdotes, and then they move you along to the next point. So you do get to walk as well.
And it's a nice sort of, I suppose, variation of lots of history, sort of going back into the real history of Kingston, but also some more sort of recent additions to the sort of landscape, but also having the Thames as the heart of it, which is so nice, because it's so nice walking beside a river, isn't it?
It is, and you can hear the river, you can hear the ducks and the swans, and you can hear people pass by. So it's kind of, it has this sort of calming kind of effect as well. I think the other idea is that during COVID, a lot of people were using it as a park in a way. You walk along, it takes about, you know, half an hour. There's cafes, there's little steps, there's loads of benches, and you can just sit down, enjoy the sunshine when it's nice, and the river and the fresh air. And the idea is, well, why can't, you know, blind people enjoy it too? But it's not a guide that you could go with your cane all by yourself, because there are bits of the river where there's no barrier between you and the water. So you wouldn't want to kind of just fall in. It's more a guide that will kind of give you points of interest and make it interesting for yourself.
And I suppose for somebody who's got some useful vision, there's a lot of orientational information in the guide with sort of details about the widths of the paths. And some of those, there are a few dividing little walls between you and the Thames as well. But a lot of sort of time and effort has gone into the guide to make it as easy to follow and as accessible too, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. We've been sort of, for example, if you just said, oh, there's toilets, it's not enough. You have to say where the gents, where the ladies, where the disabled one is. If you're going to say, oh, there's a lovely mural, you want to give a few descriptions so people can get a sense of what it is. So there are, it is a guide that's enjoyable by everybody, even you're sighted, you know, or not, your family. It's kind of a universal guide, but we did want to add those little elements that will help somebody who's visually impaired, definitely.
And having worked on the guide yourself, is there anything that's come out that you perhaps didn't know about Kingston upon Thames?
Oh, a lot, a lot. Just the Queen Promenade itself. It was named after the Queen, despite her, because she was coming back from, I think, from the Isle of Wight in her horse and carriage, and they diverted her route and put children along the way with throwing petals and flowers and all that. And she didn't know she was opening the Queen Promenade. And she was very miffed and very annoyed that she was tricked in doing it. So there's some fun historical facts, yeah.
And Odette, what would you like people to come away from after having taken a walk along the Thames and use the guide? What would you like people to come away with?
Well, I think that the main thing is that the outdoors, you know, historical walks and promenades and places of interest in your own town can be made accessible. And we were very lucky to have the help of Vocalize, who did a wonderful soundtrack. And sometimes with just a little bit of help and a bit of technology, you can really enjoy going out, because, you know, if you just go out and you can't see what's around, you kind of sometimes think, well, why bother? You know, why go out? And I think it's kind of reconnects you with your local history, your local town. And I hope it's going to act as a kind of an example, and that other places will get their audio described, you know, tour as well. Nowadays, with all the technology, we've made it accessible by a QR code. So you can put your mobile phone, open the camera, go through the QR code. It will take you to our website, and then you can just click there and you hear the audio talk start. Then you can pause it and go a bit forward, a bit back, a bit like an audio book. And you kind of, it takes you through the guided tour. And I think if we hadn't had QR codes, we would have found it probably quite difficult to make it available to everybody. So I think also thanks to the advancement of technology and the new QR codes, it's allowed us to do this.
And maybe the guide could be extended to the whole of the River Thames at some point, perhaps?
Oh, it would be lovely to have, like, maybe the London Loop or even the walk, you know, in the centre of town between St Thomas's Hospital and all the way down to Tower Hill. That would be a fantastic walk to have.
Odette, if listeners would like to find out more about the Queen's Promenade recorded audio described and take a walk along the Thames, where can people go to find out more and listen to the guide?
Okay, you can just go online, simply do www.kingstonassociationforblind.org, and in our website under Queen Promenade, you will have the audio talk. Equally, if you do not have a smartphone, you can come to the KAB office, the Kingston Association for the Blind office. We can give you a USB stick and a little boombox, and you can go down and play it like you would an audio book. Those are the two options that we have.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Odette, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Kingston Association for Blind new recorded Queen's Promenade audio described guide.
Thank you.